Prologue. The shadow of night still clung to a frosty Boston morning, the silence broken only by the crisp, clean sounds of the slide on a Glock handgun being pulled back, a 9mm slug popping up out of the magazine, clicking into the chamber. John Snow, 50, MIT professor, genius inventor, stood in an alleyway between the Blake and Ellison Towers of the Massachusetts General Hospital just off Francis Street. He was scheduled for experimental neurosurgery 1 hour later, surgery that would radically alter his entire life. He looked down at the gun aimed at his chest. His pulse raced with fear, but it was fear once removed, like that of a witness to another man's shooting. He wondered whether that was because he had already said goodbye to the people he loved, or had once loved. "You can't do this," he said, his voice trembling, his words wafting off the buildings. Silence again. A freezing drizzle started to fall, the gun shaking slightly. "If you ever want to be more than what you are, you have to be able to reinvent yourself." The gun steadied. He heard footsteps in the distance. He glanced down the alleyway, the faintest hope lifting his heavy heart. The barrel of the gun touched his chest just below his sternum. He closed his gloved fist around it. The barrel pressed harder against him. The footsteps were coming closer. "You can't hold on to the past," he managed through clenched teeth. The trigger of the gun started to move. He sunk to his knees and peered up into the darkness, speechless now, his mind finding what comfort it could in the words that had sustained him during his medical odyssey, words from the Bhagavad Gita, the holy Hindu text that had inspired Thoreau and Gandhi. "Death is certain for anyone born, and birth is certain for the dead. Since the cycle is inevitable, you have no cause to grieve." The gun moved a few inches off his chest. He managed a tight smile. The trigger started moving again. He felt the pain before he heard the blast, pain beyond anything and everything he had ever known or imagined. A bolt of lightning exploding through him, searing into his chest, his arms and legs and groin and head, so that he could barely see and certainly could not feel his blood as it soaked his shirt and hands, spilling through his fingers onto the pavement. It was pain that obliterated anything in its path, so that after a moment it seemed too great for his body to contain, then too great for his mind to contain. And then it was as though it did not even belong to him. And then it did not exist at all. He was free of it, and of all his suffering, and of everyone, just as he had intended to be.